and Michigan mean anything to you this weekend?
I'm just happy I could finally get back out there. So, you know, it does make it a little better as back home in Michigan, but, you know, I'm just happy to be back out there.
What was that like? I mean, it seems like you really were coming along, and then you had to miss these last two games. Yeah. How frustrating was that?
That was very frustrating, you know, especially when you're not playing as well as you like to. And then that's the, you know, lasting impression on, you know, everyone's mind, and now you're hurt. You can't help the team. You got to watch. And, you know, so it all sucks, man. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to do your due diligence to get healthy and be a great teammate. You know, the guys kept me up, you know, kept giving me words of encouragement. And, you know, I'm just happy I finally get to go back out there and play football again.
What happened the last couple of weeks? Because a couple of weeks ago when we did talk to you, it just sounded like it wasn't a big deal. You didn't seem at all concerned about it. So what happened?
I mean, it was a little worse than I thought. But, you know, I'm fine now, ready to get back out there. So, you know, I'm putting it in the past. You know, little bump in the road, but, you know, it is what it is.
Sometimes in the bye weeks, coaches reassess roles and things.
What's up?
From what you know so far, has your role been reassessed?
Lining up? Anything? Not really. You know, it's not the roles. It's just, you know, it's the play. You know, all the bad plays I made was because of me, not because of where I was lined up or, you know, the scheme or anything. It's because I didn't make the play. So that's it's simple as that. You know, they put me in positions to make plays. I just got to make the plays. If I make those plays, you know, no one be talking about how far back I am or, you know, all the extra stuff. That just stems from me not, you know, making those plays that I'm supposed to make. So there's been no reassessment of roles or anything, but we did do some self-scouting, and, you know, we got a long ways to go and things to work on, so that's why our main focus is.
Did you have any, you know, familiarity watching Josh Gordon play, you know, back in the day? Do you recall playing
that
season?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't really, you know, watch the Browns that much back in the day, but I do remember him having those two back-to-back, what was it, 200-some-yard games. They said it was like the first time it was done, but that's really all I remember. But you know, from being here now, you know, and definitely a guy who can help us. Seeing him in person, you know, he's a, you know, freak athlete, you know, built. So, you know, he still has, you know, a ways to go before he can get back on the field. But you know, I'm sure he definitely can help us.
From a defensive standpoint, what kind of a lift can it give even you guys to have a playmaker like that on the other side of the ball?
You know, that definitely helps. You know, it's especially in this league, you know, when you have a surpassing league and you have some guys who are just, you know, gifted athletically and, you know, physically. So having that, seeing that every day in practice will definitely, you know, be beneficial to us.
There's a lot of guys on this team who didn't play with Josh, obviously. I mean, is there a formal introduction on anybody or a meeting?
Not yet.
Has there been any kind of like excitement in the locker room about it coming back? Have guys talked about it?
You know, that, and you know, we're excited that, you know, we finally coming off the bye week, second half of the season. You know, we didn't, you know, get done what we needed to in the first half, but that's the beauty of this league, man. You get 16, 17 games to, you know, prove yourself and go out there and compete. You know, we're going to take these next eight and, you know, really take heed and, you know, what we're supposed to do and, you know, how we're supposed to get everything done.
Deshaun Kizer said that he talks to you a lot about getting away from the winning mentality that you guys are used to having.
Yep.
And he used the phrase, you know, I've got to get that dog back.
Yep.
What kind of conversations along those lines?
Just everything, man. Just, you know, don't let all the outside noise affect you. You know, people can say what they want, but they can't do what you can do. And those are usually the people who are saying those things. You know, you put the time and the work in to get here. Now you're here. Just keep building on that and, you know, keep getting better and better, man. Just don't lose that hunger and don't lose that love for the game. You know, that's the main thing, because when you're losing, everything goes bad. Everything is bad. You know, the food tastes bad, you know. Things don't look as good as they used to, but, you know, you got to learn to overcome that and, you know, really dig down deep, because no one's going to feel sorry for you in this league. This is one of the hardest leagues to win in, and, you know, we know that, and, you know, we know we got a long road ahead, but, you know, we're just going to keep it a-churning. know, we don't really care what the outside noise is. We know we have enough talent to win here. You know we have what it takes to win here. It's just going out there and executing.
There's obviously a noise surrounding him because, you know, not just the losing, but, mm-hmm. you know, coach pulling him from the games, you know, mm-hmm. putting him back in, and then, you know, trying to trade for AJ McCarron and mm-hmm. falling through. How do you think he's handling everything mentally?
Well, he's handling like a pro. You know, one of the things we talked about, you know, from my standpoint, when I told him that, you know, when you sit, you see the game in a different light than when you're actually out there playing, you know. And I know for me, you know, when I was talking to him, is when I'm not playing, you know, I see the game so much clearer and in a different light, you know, than when I do play. You know, I'm actually looking at everything and, you know, looking at the things other people supposed to be looking at because I'm not playing, so I get to do that, you know. And then once you really have an idea of how the defense, you know, and everything is supposed to look, or the offense, in his case, is supposed to look, and you look at the reads and you learn from other guys' mistakes, you know, that's kind of like another practice, or, you know, you getting one more rep, because the brain can't tell between a physical rep and a mental rep. You know, if you think it through, play it through like you're out there, you know, the brain can't tell. So it's just things like that, man. Just take everything as it is. Don't run from anything. You know the type of player you can be. It's just about going out there and being.
Of course, you know, it is a team game. You're relying on the 10 other guys that are out there with you. But coming out of the bye now with half the season still in front of you, what do you hope to accomplish over these final 8 days?
Just play ball, man. Just play the game. You know, everything that, you know, I didn't want to happen. You know, I didn't want to miss a tackle for a touchdown, or, you know, give up a touchdown to open field, or just miss a tackle in general. You know, and that was just me worrying too much. Now I'm out there, you know, I'm more comfortable with the system and just playing in the league itself, you know, being back there and judging the speed of guys and the quickness of guys now. So, you know, like I always said, man, and, you know, I was talking to the vets, man, and, you know, experience is one of the best teachers. And, you know, I've been through a lot just in these 6 games that I played in, you know, more bad than good, but, you know, it's always a lesson in everything. And, you know, I just try to be the guy to never make the same mistake twice and just keep getting better and better. You know, I know I'm not where I want to be yet, but, you know, I got the right coaches behind me and I got the right players behind me. And, you know, I just want to be the player that I know and they know I can be.
Did you talk to Deshaun after the trade attempt last week and say, hey, we still have confidence in you, we still have your back?
I mean, we're not going to really, you know, get into, you know, what I told him, but, you know, I definitely, you know, hit him up.
What do you see in Stafford and what makes him one of the top guys?
He's a guy who can make all the throws. You know, elite arm strength, elite accuracy. You know, and his guys are making plays for him. You know, he puts the ball in the right spots. He's smart, he's savvy. You know, that's a guy who really has full control of, you know, his unit. You know, he comes to the line, reads the defense, and, you know, checks whatever he feels is best. You know, we just got to be prepared and, you know, ready to play our best game, you know, especially, you know, back there in the secondary, because this is probably going to be the best quarterback, you know, we've seen to date. And, you know, we love challenges. You know, we're licking our chops. You know, so, you know, we're definitely excited to, you know, play against, you know, a quarterback of his caliber, you know, the guys he have around him. You know, it just makes it a fun competitive game, man. We look forward to it. Never shy away from it.
I saw a stat where he's had a bunch of good success when teams blitz.
Yep.
And you guys, I think, are the top blitz percentage team in the league. So do you have to alter that, or do you have to be careful because he's so good getting it out of his hands and finding the right
way? You know, everything is, you know, game adjustable. You know, we have our game plan right now, but, you know, if some things are not working out like we hope to, then, you know, we adjust them in the game. But for right now, you know, we're going to, you know, stick to what we do and execute what we do, because we're not worried about, you know, what other teams are doing. You know, we feel as though if we execute what we're supposed to execute, you know, we're tough to beat.